The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Just Atmos, isn't it now? Just Atmos. FX Atmos. The noise.
Hubbub. Just general hubbub.
Yeah. Rhubarb. It's the XFM Breakfast Show. Podcast with once again a high octane introduction. The least worst bits of the XFM Breakfast Show slam dunked. What a sporting term. Onto the
three pointer.
If you say so. Onto the internet for your listening delight. It's half term, of course, the week just gone, half term. So he's been on his school holidays. He's our intern, Cornelius. And he's been putting the podcast together. Why are you still an intern? You're 48. Why are you an intern? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's quite awkward.
It's a bit weird, really, to be honest with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a very childlike voice, but you're a 48-year-old balding man. It's
what
weird.
What do your kids think about it?
Yeah.
they're all right with it. I mean, they're married now, so they've got their own thing to concentrate on.
They can support themselves.
Yeah.
I think it's admirable, you know, to go for that career change at such a late
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's right.
What's on the podcast, Cornelius?
Well, we have an interview with Florence and the Machine.
No, we don't, do we?
Why not?
Because she didn't bring a machine.
Oh, of course.
So what we have is an interview with
Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine.
That's right. She didn't bring the machine because she's on antibiotics, and it clearly says don't operate machinery while drowsy. And she was drowsy. Yeah. So
yeah,
that's why.
Hi, mate. Hiya. Sorry, mate. Do you want the Johnny's machine?
You know we're leaving this into the podcast intro. Producer Simon's just come in and he's asking some questions. What do you want, Simon?
I need a new introduction to the Golden 60 Second
clip. Right. Fascinating backstage gossip here of how XFM Breakfast works.
I'm going to insert it into Daniel O'Connor.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. We can do another one.
Yeah, he'll like that. He'll like that, Dan O'Connor. Yeah, he will. That was producer Simon, by the way, coming in there, just interrupting the.
Are we leaving this in though?
Yes, of course we are. Yeah, yes, yeah, Dave. That's the sort of. That's what the kids want, yeah. Dave.
Yes.
Hey, pull back the curtain, reveal the magic behind.
Makes it sound so high octane in the office, doesn't it? It's
does.
Exciting place to be.
I need to. I need to new intro for the Johnny Sink. sorry, what else is in it?
Petty complaints.
Oh yeah, yeah, we did that. Yeah, that was that. Yep.
Yeah. So
are you going to leave the rude joke in that made producer Dave make a face?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you, good.
So try and spot that out, listen out for that.
Yeah. Send your answers on what you think Dave made a face about this week, too.
And a little spoiler alert, we talk about EastEnders, so that was really good.
Thanks very much. A bit drumming there.
Yeah, because Bobby killed. Wow,
that sounded
even better. I did it even better there, yeah. I just put some drums in. Thanks, Cornelius.
That's all right. No
don't
problem.
Your bit's over. Here's the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Good morning. It is 7:05. Welcome. It is the XFM Breakfast Show. I am John Holmes. It is Thursday. I haven't checked of February 18th, 19th probably. As we now peer through the haze of the morning and into the promise of the day. It's a bit like that mysterious haze that scientists have spotted in the atmosphere above Mars. In that there's no obvious explanation as to why we're here, just that we are equally difficult to detect, particularly in some parts of London where the transmitter doesn't work properly. I have an explanation, by the way, for the mysterious haze on Mars. My theory, it's Channel 4's Jon Snow smoking that skunk for Channel 4's Drugs Live, but on Mars! Drugs Live on Mars! It's so Channel 4! So, flowing out of this morning's radio bong pipe then, Thursday, we'll be joined by the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley for another of his Thought for the Day for Satanists. There will be another rummage through your cabinets in search of more pretentious products, so have your gypsy heather and skunk musk bath bombs at the ready. There's music coming from the likes of Modest Mouse, some Blink-182, some Gavin James. We've got the brand new single from singer-songwriter Francis Batter. Dave is back producing, although, to be honest, no one noticed just had been away. Matt's where the news lies under the shadows. I am John Holmes.
XFM.
Good morning, if you're just joining us. I'm afraid you do so, and I do apologise. You join us at the Chaff News Desk as we alight the metaphorical train to Paris and then push the Chaff News off it in a showbizist way while chanting gossip slogans or something. These are the stories that are in the newspapers that aren't stories at all. Of course, this morning we bring you an EastEnders special. Got the drums ready. Yeah. So, it's all about the live inserts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's not all live, is it? It's just when there's a hashtag on screen.
Yeah.
That's when you know it's live.
Sucks the magic out of the believability of it being Albert's. Doesn't it? I don't watch it, so I don't really understand. But you're right. So there are the bits of it are pre-recorded. The bits essentially with the people who they can't trust to act live, right? Because a friend of mine works on it, right? And told me that the reason that they have to do inserts is because some of the actors, right, just can't act.
Can't be trusted.
No, no names, but not ruins. They just can't do it. They just because they just it's not there. So they're having to inserts as opposed to the whole thing, right? And you're absolutely right. The little hashtag comes up, doesn't it? Mm. Ruining the entire illusion that it's a real life.
It messes with the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, it's fourth wall, isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird. But I mean, it's quite exciting having live soaps because they always mess up, don't they?
Yes.
You realise how actually they're not that good at their job, are they? The basics of their job, just reading out the script.
In the old days, what about theatre, darling, where you only get one chance at it? What about that? No, they can't.
So first up, there was like Max Branning's character was he said some killer line at the end of the show about Lucy's killer, and he slightly fluffed it.
There was a confusion as to whether he said the word you killed Lucy thing or who killed Lucy thing, apparently. But I've heard this, and it's obvious. He says you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen to this, right? So there's no, I don't know where the confusion comes, listen.
She knows.
Well, knows what?
Well, you killed Lucy.
That's you.
You killed Lucy,
So that's a non-story for a start. Yeah, well done, the papers.
Well, the next one isn't, because this happened, I think this must have happened last night.
Right? Yeah.
This is great. So Tanya Branning has just come back onto the show. She's been off, like, doing panto or something for a while.
Right.
And now she's come back, and it's a big return live scene, and she asks Ian Beale's wife, how's Adam? Because Adam Woodyatt plays the part of Ian, and she's used his real life name instead of his character name.
Acting 101. Remember the character's name. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it is. Listen to the awkward silence slightly afterwards as well.
I couldn't miss your big day, could I? Even if it does mean bumping into the bold ginger one. How's Adam?
just a sort of other actor going, doesn't compute.
She had that sort of look on her face, like, oh no, what have I just done? It's life. I've got to carry on.
I can't do a retake. You should have not trusted me like Doc Cotton and Barbara Windsor.
Wow. And then in the midst of all this, Richard Blackwood is coming onto the show. I mean, they sort of snuck him in around through a back door. The donkey from Shrek the Musical now has a part in EastEnders.
What?
I mean, the last time I saw him on telly, he was getting a colonic irrigation live on some sort of weird Channel 5.
Yeah, that was just after he told everyone in interviews that he was about to go to Hollywood to be the next Eddie Murphy. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And then the next thing, his bottom was out with a hose pipe up it.
that's right,
You go, well, that career move worked well, Richard, didn't it? And now he's in, what's he doing in EastEnders?
He's playing the part of someone called Vincent.
Oh, that's a shame. I was hoping he'd just turn up as the donkey from Shrek with those ears on.
Just
acting alongside Barbara Windsor in pre-recorded. And just getting everyone's name wrong. There's Shrek sitting on Arthur's bench. No, Richard, that's you getting your characters from EastEnders mixed up with your burgeoning stage career.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast. XFM.
Your showbiz gossip also rearing its Kardashian-shaped rear this morning. It's tabloid buttocks stuffed with gossip as ever. We pull out those showbiz implants very shortly. Show bim plants. That's right. Out they come. Spotted, Matt. Producer Dave.
Spotted.
Intern Cornelia.
Spotted.
Channel 4 newsreader John Snow. Becoming confused after agreeing to smoke the skunk for a program. He's spotted in London Zoo setting light to the musk-spraying mammal that they've got there, and then putting it to his lips and inhaling. It's as if the soul had been wrenched from my body, said the skunk, as Channel 4 newsreader John Snow smoked its defensive anal scent in a Rizzler. That's right. Spotted Channel 4 newsreader John Snow smoking the musk of a skunk in a Rizzler while watching episodes of South Park and eating a bag of Doritos in his pants. Spotted! So, good morning then to you and, well, definitely your ears. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. It is Wednesday morning and I bring you hot guest action, as I promised. Very pleased to be joined on XFM Breakfast by Florence, out of Off of Florence and the Machine. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. You're looking, I was going to say beautiful, but then I wasn't going to go down big and blue.
I am wearing a blue suit.
That's true, yeah.
And
yeah.
I am, I'm pretty tall, so you could...
Yeah, well, okay, if you're happy with that. I just didn't want to jump in with that in case it sounded like
you're
I was
telling
insulting.
Me I look like a Smurf.
A giant Smurf, yeah, but that's fine. Yeah. How big, how blue, how beautiful, that's the name of the album, of course, for those that don't know, otherwise that would have sounded weird coming out of nowhere, I realise. The first question I have to ask you, given that title, is it about the big blue cock in Trafalgar Square?
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Have you not seen it? I really just got back.
We were in Los Angeles for a while. Is there a big blue cock in Trafalgar?
Yeah. It's been there for a while. We're round the corner.
Oh, you mean like a bird?
The cockerel, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that. They haven't transformed...
I have a filthy mind.
Yeah, they haven't transformed Nelson's column into something.
I should have known that.
Yeah, you should. Well, I like you more than I already did now. I know you've got a filthy mind about that. That's splendid. Yeah, so it's not about that. It's not then. I'm taking that as a no.
No.
Is it Sky?
It is Sky.
Oh, no,
yes, it is.
Well, tell us about it then, because this is the teaser video that we've seen, in Mexico? Is that right?
We were in Merida in Mexico.
Yeah.
And James Terrell, the architect, has built an amazing stage over a cenote, which in cenotes are like underground sort of cave.
Gates to hell or something.
Well, yeah. Well, the ancient Mayans thought that they were portals into the underworld.
Yeah.
So I was like... I'm going to go there.
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard anyone say that before. The perfect place for me...
To the underworld.
Is the gateway to hell.
Makes sense.
Yeah, of course it does, yeah. Well, as you say, you've been away and stuff and you're back. And I'm going to quote you a line from your press release, actually, which said that you're back trying to learn how to look after yourself.
Yeah.
Which suggests...
I get lights on my bike. No, but seriously.
Yeah, really?
Really, it's really important.
Yeah.
And my producer, Marcus Drabs, was obsessed with... Because I cycled to the studio. It was like 15 minutes from my house. And it was about this time, last year, that I started making them. And it was this cold as well. So I'd turn up shivering with nights. He's like, why don't you have lights on your bike? And here's this jumper and you need socks. And so I'd literally come home in one of Marcus's jumpers with his... He gave me his socks.
That's what you want from a producer, isn't it? You go, well, I'm going to choose my producer very carefully. And I'm going to choose one that's got spare socks.
Producing my life.
Yeah, be safe, be seen.
Well, you see that, exactly.
Good advice.
Yeah, it is good advice for a producer. This is our record of the week. Florence and the Machine, What Kind of Man?
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So, hello, good morning. Welcome to your Thursday. It is XFM Breakfast. I am John Holmes. And today... on the programme, a trip to Paris. You'll be sharing a train with some Chelsea supporters who promised to entertain you with a sing-song, so that's to look forward to, isn't it? And then you'll alight the train, or if you're black, be pushed off the train in the French capital by racist bigots. So last night it was the NME Awards in London, in Brixton. Royal Blood picked up 2, Kasabian 3, Jamie T 3 as well, I think. Only one award went to Nigel Farage of UKIP, who I think picked up Villain of the Year timely week when, of course, he's been all over the newspapers bemoaning
the show that you were in, wasn't he? He sees you as a bit of a villain now, doesn't he?
I think
probably?
He does. Yeah, Nigel. He does, Nigel. Yeah, yeah. It's quite, yeah. We're talking about the UKIP, 100 Days of UKIP. UKIP
if you've not seen it yet, you've got to watch it. John is, we didn't know how much John would be in it as playing the part of Nick Tesla, the DJ, the talk show host.
It was a stretch playing
the James O'Brien wannabe.
I channeled my inner James O'Brien.
And you were on it loads.
You popped
up loads on it.
A little bit, yeah. A little bit of acting, Matt. Acting there.
That's what people are calling you an actor now on some forums where they're all complaining about it.
Yeah.
They call you an actor.
That's right. Not words as bad as what James Dellingpole of the Daily Mail called me, which was the W word. That's nice.
That's a badge of honour being slagged off by a Daily Mail columnist.
I've arrived. I think it's now the most complained about programme. Segment in Channel 4's history or something, I think. Now, wow. Ofcom have got nearly 3,000 complaints.
They should have known it once they signed you up for it. And wherever you go, complaints follow.
What are you saying?
Yeah, it's true.
What are you saying? That was a long time ago that I got fired from there for doing that thing.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about complaints. That is the point today. If you don't know, the UKIP documentary was a fiction. So it was a mockumentary. It was a fiction. I played a radio presenter. Stretch. And took fictional calls from fictional callers about UKIP's policies, which, of course, a lot of people ended up just believing was a real documentary and a thick people. Look, for example, here's a little clip of me taking a call from somebody in Tower Hamlets. Fiction.
Joanna's in Tower Hamlets this morning. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing, actually. I'm not racist. I'm just saying that there's too many of them everywhere.
Too many. It's quite racist, isn't it?
Down Whitechapel. You shouldn't even be called Whitechapel anymore. Do you know what I mean?
I think I know what you're saying. What would you call it, Joanne?
I don't know. Ethnic chapel.
Ethnic chapel.
just an example of the sort of people who phone LBC there. So we want from you this morning, because it turns out it's had the most complaints, I think, now, of any...
Yeah, most people probably haven't even watched it.
There were a lot of complaints that came in before it even aired. We want this morning your petty complaints, all right, on a text, 83936, AddictsFM on Twitter. The pettiest complaint you've ever made. It could be to an institution, like to a restaurant, I guess, to someone you travel with. Pettiest complaints. Well, Matt, you're an example of that.
Well, I think I once tweeted Thameslink Trains to complain about those squeaky fold-up tables. Some of them are so loud, it's just ridiculous.
That is true.
But then, in hindsight, I thought it's really probably not that important.
Yeah, just the best. My advice, you take a can of WD-40 on the train with you.
Take it wherever you go.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
And it's Ash Wednesday, so to mark the occasion, the band Ash have posted a new track online. The song called Cocoon is the first single from their first album in 8 years. The excellently named Kablamo is coming out later this year. Now, they said that they were just going to release singles from now on, but now they are releasing an album. The band have also announced they're going to play a gig at the Barfly in Camden tonight.
Tonight!
That's right, Kablamo.
Kablamo, that in your ash.
Yeah, and tickets go on sale at 9 this morning. That's in under an hour's time.
Better than that, Matt. We've actually got tickets to it to give away.
Double
before
Kablamo.
And I got this one in a game of Dead or Alive, Matt.
Yes, Kablamo.
Kablamo. That's the noise you get when you put dynamite under Steve Lamacq off Six Music.
XFM.
Now, if you were listening on Friday to the XFM Breakfast Show, and of course you were, then you will know that just ahead of Valentine's Day on Saturday, we challenged our intern, Cornelius, to a date dare. The Noel Fielding sound-alike work experience. Good morning, Cornelius.
Morning.
Say something like Noel Fielding would. Quickly.
The flag of an army of caterpillars.
Fine. Despite that affliction, had a date. He got a date. He got a date for Valentine's Day. Pizza Express. With a girl. I know. I didn't think he was that way. Anyway, so remind us, Cornelius, you met this girl the week before, a week ago on Saturday.
Yeah, I met Emily in my local pub.
And you wooed her how?
I just got chatting.
Yeah.
And I said we should meet up.
Yeah, she agreed to this.
Yeah, and then we arranged something for the following Saturday.
And the joy of this is that neither of you realised that...
It was Valentine's Day.
No, good. So, first date, Valentine's Day, all the pressure was on, so we thought we'd help Cornelius by giving him things to say on the date, which he was then tasked with recording on his phone so we could play it out, you know, today on the radio. Some of the suggestions were, well, I suggested, first of all, that Cornelius should go dressed to the date in the bondage clothes of the woman from 50 Shades of Grey. Matt, you had a suggestion as well, I think, which was about Cornelius discussing Gwyneth Paltrow's use of mugwort steam to clean her uterus.
That's right. It's a nice icebreaker.
I thought so. just over the dough balls. And then, of course, we threw it open to you. Emma suggested that Cornelius should say something romantic. Stand maybe on his chair and say, "'Tis not the flight of the swallow at sunset that most resembles the wake of the goldfish at morn."
Oh, lovely.
A little bit of love poetry there, don't know. Jeff suggested that Cornelius leant over the romantic meal and then whispered at an appropriate moment into Emily's ear, "Would you like to taste my sloppy Giuseppe?" Just dark. The chosen one, however, came from Johnny in Kings Hill, who said, this was very good, because it was just embarrassing on many levels, that you, Cornelius, should ask Emily, right, yeah, if she could tell the difference between real butter and I can't believe it's not butter. If she says yes, and it was an if, you must shout in the crowded Pizza Express restaurant, "Witch, burn her!" That is what Cornelius was tasked with doing on Saturday, on Valentine's Day, in a Pizza Express with his first date, Emily. Did he do it? Find out next on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
And if you were listening just earlier, you will know about the sexual healing of our intern, Cornelius. For he went on a date on Saturday, on Valentine's Day, but it was a date that you were invited to hijack with words. So the idea was that he was taking, what was her name?
Emily.
Emily, the lovely Emily, that he met in a pub the week before to classy Pizza Express, asked her out on a first date, they both forgot it was Valentine's Day, so already the pressure was on when they realised, so we thought we'd help Cornelius out by giving him a few choice lines that he had to say, and, you know, enlisted you to give him those lines, and he had then to record it on his telephone. Now, Johnny in Kings Hill came up with a line that we went with in the end. The idea was that dough balls should be ordered, it being Pizza Express. Traditionally, they come with a little bit of garlic butter, don't they? A little bit of butter. And Cornelius had to say, he had to ask her if she could tell the difference between butter and I can't believe it's not butter. And if she said yes, he had to shout, "Witch! Burn her!" in a crowded restaurant. Now, let's take a listen to this. Cornelius, it was tasked with recording on his phone, as I say. First of all, and this was a bold move, Cornelius, first of all, he thought he'd try and woo her with a little joke of his own.
Ooh.
Yeah, now bear in mind, Cornelius, Con for short, right? This is what he attempted over the starter.
What do you get?
Prosciutto con fungi. It's named after me.
Oh, how fun.
It's prosciutto, that. And then it's con, which is my name, of fungi, because I'm a fungi.
Right, yeah. So, con, it's my name, a fun guy, which I am.
Great joke.
And a lot of it just went... Right.
Yeah.
So it got off to a good start, well, didn't it? So next, of course, he was tasked with the dough ball incident. Bear in mind, it's a Saturday night. It's a crowded Pizza Express. It's busy, right, Cornelius?
Oh, it's packed.
Absolutely packed. And the tables are pretty close together, aren't they?
They
get busy, yeah? So, there was some shouting to be done. Here's what happened.
How are your dough balls? Is that butter with them?
Yeah.
How do you know? It might be, I can't believe it's not butter. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, I can taste the difference.
You can tell the difference between...
It's really obvious.
Witch! Burn her!
Why did you do that?
Just a joke.
Why did you do that? She says in the picture, there's that long gap. Why did you do that? Oh. Did you Did you go back to hers?
No. Funnily enough, no.
You could have taken the garlic butter. It'd be like Last Tango in Paris. I can't believe it's not butter! So good morning then, it is Wednesday morning, you are listening to XFM Breakfast, I am John Holmes, joined this morning by Florence, no machine, Florence, she is our guest this morning, your new album is out, your single is XFM's Record of the Week, we've just heard it, of course, What Kind of Man, and it starts, well it starts all slow, doesn't it, it starts very slow, I thought it was going to go one direction, then it didn't, then it kicked in,
gear change,
there is a bit of a significant gear change, yeah.
I'm seems to be obsessed with bikes today.
Yeah. Yes, you are, actually. Yeah.
I'm obsessed with bikes. I love bicycles. But that's not about the record. That's not what the record's about. No,
well, that's a shame, because that would have made this work really well. Are you one of those people who are just brilliant at what you do, or are you good at other things, or are you rubbish at everything apart from what you do? What would you be doing if you didn't do this? What would you be doing?
What would I be doing? Hopefully I would have finished art college.
Yeah.
So, I'd probably be a lot drunker.
Cycle career.
Riding a bike somewhere, hopefully. Yeah. But I don't know, I think I've always, needed to, make stuff, create things.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I went to art college, but I wasn't actually as good an artist as I was
right.
a singer. So I'd be making, maybe not that great art.
On a bike.
On a bike.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Final question. Are you going to headline Glastonbury? That's right. Throw that curveball.
She nearly choked on a coffee.
Yeah, come on. Come on. You can tell us. Come on.
I can't, because I'm still waiting for that.
You're waiting for the call. But if it comes, you're going, yeah, of course I am. Yeah.
I will.
I will
speak to that person on the phone.
Yeah. I'll get on my bike. I'll cycle to the tour. T-O-R, not T-O-U-R. Cleverly, yeah. See what I did?
Oh,
again.
Shots.
I'm like professional. Yeah.
I know someone who got hit by lightning at the top of Glastonbury Tour while eating a sausage.
And on that bombshell, thank you very much for coming in. Florence, absolute pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Florence and the Machine. She hasn't brought her machine on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Petty complaints, please, this morning. The pettiest things you've ever complained about. 83936 at XFM on Twitter. John, this is just coming on text. John, this wasn't me who complained, but I genuinely overheard someone in a restaurant complaining to the manager that their napkin had several molting fibres.
XFM.
Now, if you were unfortunate enough to be travelling on the London Underground yesterday and perhaps partaking of the services at Bromley by Bow, you will have noticed that the tube announcements were a little bit different to how you may have expected. And that is because it's the 30th anniversary of a soap opera. It's EastEnders. It is they're doing sort of live things and celebrating. I saw a picture of Steve Wright in the afternoon interviewing Richard Blackwood. I don't know whether you saw that. And Steve Wright in the afternoon is now 9 times the size that I remember him being last time I clapped eyes on it. It's unbelievable. Have a look at that online. It's like he's swallowed like Wellard the dog at Arthur's Bench. Bizarre. Anyway, if you're in Bromley by Bow, you'll have heard Danny Dyer, for he's now in EastEnders, I think, doing the tube announcements for the London Underground yesterday. Now, we mentioned it yesterday because obviously that was when we found out. And it turned out, well, first of all, we did an artist's impression of how we thought that might go. So this is what happened on XFM yesterday when Matt told us the news that Dyer was going to be involved.
Also, for your Bromley by Bow tube station today, Danny Dyer is doing the announcement. So listen out for that.
Oh, get the effing tune. Danny Dyer's doing the announcements at the...
Yeah. Mind
the gap. Oi! I said, mind the gap! There is a good service on all other lines! All right! Oh, how we mock the Dyer. However, it turns out that we were pretty much bang on, for that is exactly how Dyer dealt with it at Bromley by Bow. So that was us, but then Dyer took a leaf out of our own book.
This is Danny Dyer in the Bromley by Bow control room. stand back away from them closing doors. Make sure you've got a ticket about you. Don't try and jump the barriers. But there is a right pucker service running on all London Undergrounds. Pucker it is.
So that's Danny Dyer. Well, we were just spot on. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know what else I would have expected him to have done. Right, obviously, no, yeah. Like, perhaps do it in the Queen's English. Oh, hello, this is Daniel Dyer. No. Oh, you're travelling on the... I'm Daniel Dyer from EastEnders. but no, he went fully. Don't forget, you can use contactless, you mag! Went down that route. Yeah, Bromley by Bow yesterday. I don't think, is it carrying on today? I don't know.
I don't think so, no.
Which is a shame, actually. I think that... I always do like it when the tube announcers, or indeed the drivers, you know, just mess around a bit.
Yeah,
it always makes it a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
Customers are reminded to get off the train on the left! XFM ahead of the curve there.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Yes, it is. Hello. Friday morning, I am John Holmes. It's 2 minutes past 6 o'clock, and welcome to the programme's airspace this morning. Unless, of course, you're piloting a Russian bomber, in which case, sod off. Good morning, then. You are listening to XFM Breakfast. I am John Holmes, and I promised you hot guest action this morning. That is what you're going to get. I'm joined by the star of one episode of TV Funhouse 14 years ago.
Right.
And a man who will always be, for me, I think, the definitive animal groupie number four in Dr. Dolittle 2 in 2001.
You... what?
Bob Odenkirk, welcome.
You are, you know, that's been brought up twice here in England, and you guys love to poke people for those kinds of... Yeah, I don't even remember what the hell that was.
Wow.
Here's what I remember from it.
Yeah.
I remember being in a recording studio with friends. A bunch of my friends are in that doing voices.
Yeah.
And then, like, running out and getting in a van like we were being chased or it was illegal to be a part of Dr. Dolittle 2, which it should have been. Like, don't tell anyone! We made this movie! It's not right!
But the amount... we're going to talk about Better Call Saul in a minute. But the amount of stuff you've done, I mean, it's incredible, isn't it?
You almost think I made a living.
Yeah, and is that because your background is kind of comedy, really?
It is comedy. It's all comedy up until Breaking Bad.
Yeah, am I right in saying Python was a big influence on...
Massive.
Yeah.
The influence.
Yeah.
The only influence, in a way. I mean, I wrote for Saturday Night Live, and I left there thinking I'm going to do a show that doesn't do what this show does.
Yeah.
So that was kind of an influence, too.
Yeah.
But Python has always been my favorite TV show of all time.
Yeah.
Second being The Royal Family, which you guys know.
Yeah.
No one in America knows.
Yeah. Was that?
I mean, no one.
Did you find that here, or does it actually have a screen?
I don't know how I found it years ago, and it was on Netflix. You could get the DVDs, and you still can. And I watched it, and it blew my mind, and I watched it with my son, who I thought wouldn't like it because of the accents and stuff, but he loved it. We watched the whole series, so I've seen it two or three times now.
Anyway, let's talk about Better Call Saul, because that's
sure,
the,
why
that's
not?
The kind of point. So,
It's not like I've talked about it.
No, I know.
Over 70 seconds.
I know. But the pressure for this, because Breaking Bad was obviously enormous.
Pressure.
And then they came and said, we're going to do this. You must have thought, oh.
No, you know what? I just thought, you know, I don't want to go near it unless Vince Gilligan writes it. He's the guy who created Breaking Bad.
Sure.
And if he does want to do it, then hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it made it easy for me when, you know, it didn't come from my desire to have a career, although I do... always want to have a career someday.
You'll always have Dr. Dolittle 2.
I always have Dr. Dolittle 2, and I'm hoping for 3, and I think they need to bring that dog back, who was so wonderful. It never came from me, any of the push to make it happen. And I would just say to Vince Gilligan, if you're up for it, I'm up for it.
Excellent.
I should be more intimidated by the choice to have done it, but I just don't. I don't know. I've been in show business for so long, and I think I've stopped noticing that people actually watch stuff.
Yeah.
And you just forget.
Yeah.
You must forget sometimes that people actually listen to this radio station.
The moment you walk out of this door, I'll have
forgotten. You forgot.
Yeah. Listen, do you want to hang around a bit? Because
sure,
we're going to play a game with you.
All right, do it. Let's do it.
Or law firm.
All right.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
Jamie T. Jamie Theakston, to give him his full name. That is Zombie.
He did well at the Enemy Awards, didn't he, last night?
He did. Theako came on, sang that, didn't he? Duet with Bunton from, you know, then they sang the Heart FM jingles. It was a great night at the Enemy Awards that I wasn't invited to. It's XFM Breakfast. The amount I do for them, honestly.
You're not bitter, though, are you?
No, I don't care.
Maybe you'll be invited to the Brits.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll bloody well see. The Coral, Dreaming of You. This is XFM. Dreaming of You, Kip. As many people with their complaint pens in hand are, after Channel 4 broadcast UKIP the first 100 days on Monday night.
Yeah, John Holmes' left-wing propaganda vehicle.
Is that what we're calling it now? If you just tune in, I was in it. I played a role, you know.
Yeah, you sparked many of the complaints.
That was just my bad acting. It's had like 3,000 complaints to Ofcom, 2,900 of which are about my appalling acting. So I was like, no, they're not, come on! No,
you were good, you were one of the stars of the show, John, you really were.
That's a level of sarcasm hear seeping through there.
It was a good show, it was great.
It is worth watching, to be honest. If you haven't seen it, you can find it at channel4.com, etc. I think. Also, they put on a whole extended scene of... Because I had to improvise an interview. I played a DJ, radio DJ, interviewing, like from LBC kind of station. It was LBC. Interviewing the fictional UKIP MP, and they put the whole scene that we improvised online because it went for ages, far too long. Anyway, if you'd like to have a look at it, finding it at channel4.com there. However, it's a spark this morning because of the petty complaints about that. Your pettiest complaints that you've ever made, please, on the text 83936 at XFM on Twitter. So, hi John, says Shelley. She is in Reading. I once complained to Kettle Chips. I complained to them that there was too much air in their large bags of kettle chips.
Wow.
I mean, she's on to something.
Middle-class problems.
It is. But there's a lot of air in those bags.
Too much.
And I wrote a letter, John, complaining about the amount of air in the kettle chips. They sent me a big box of crisps with no apology and the same amount of air. What they sent you, Shelley, is more... You complained about air, you got more air.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Good. Matt, what have you got?
Nick says, on a similar note, one of my friends complained to Dairy Lee about the ratio of Dunkers to Dairy Lee in their little packs that they have, saying it was wrong and they always left with extra Dunkers and no cheese to dunk them in. They were sent a £5 voucher, but the ratio of cheese to Dunker stayed the same.
Of course it did.
There's no point if you're not going to listen to the feedback.
Exactly. Don't just palm them off with cash and extra air. This is Brendan from Brendan. Brendan's in Hendon. Brendan. On a feedback form sent by my local MP, he sent one round. I picked up a feedback form. And I sent it back to my local MP complaining that Hendon Rail Station was called Hendon when it should be called West Hendon, as it is in West Hendon and not Hendon. He said he would contact Thameslink on the matter. It was 2 years ago. I'm still waiting to hear back, John, if I'm honest.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So if you're a regular listener to the XFM Breakfast Show... That's Imagine Dragons, by the way. You may well be aware of Matt's technically imagined weather. if you are a regular listener, you'll know of its legendary status among meteorologists and indeed anyone attempting to go out of a day using Matt's weather as a guide. It's never, and I think I'm correct in saying that, ever been right, and the reason for that is that to do the weather. Now most people, of course, sort of meteorologists and so on and so forth, will spend years studying the movement of cloud patterns and warm and cold fronts across the nation and how indeed they'll sweep in and affect the temperature and or precipitation of the day thereof. It's fair to say that what Matt does is slide back slightly on his chair with wheels on it and look out of the window into Leicester Square. And then sort of, yes, imagine what he thinks it's going to do for the rest of the day. Then imparts that as fact. And it's fair to say that even as he reads it out, people text in with photographic proof of the weather being the opposite of what he said it's going to be for London.
Yeah.
We've had Matt going, it's going to be a lovely day today, sunshine, and then people send pictures of a rainstorm outside their house.
Yeah.
Not a stone's throw from here.
I've said a high of 10 and people have instantly come back with my car says 15 at the moment.
Yeah. It's all gone terribly wrong. But here's the thing, Matt. I think I found somebody more vague than you. And I point the finger squarely at BBC Radio 5 Live.
Oh.
Not so much a weather report as the bleeding obvious. Right, so listen to this. So I take it all back, Matt. I apologise here and now because I heard this, which is the most pointless weather report I think you'll ever hear. Here it comes. It's vague weather from 5 Live.
The best of the sunshine will be where the skies are clearest. Now, temperatures will be very dependent on how much sunshine you see, of course.
What's that? The best of the sunshine will be where it's clearest. Well, of course. Right. And the temperatures will be where the sun is. I mean, what the hell?
Thanks for that.
He's got a worse app than you. Honestly.
The best of the sunshine will be where the skies are clearest. Now, temperatures will be very dependent on how much sunshine you see, of course.
Of course it is.
What?
Yeah, and also, he's not even telling us what the weather's going to be. He's just pointing out what sunshine does.
Well, it could be like that, yeah.
What the hell? So I'll take it all back, Matt. You're not the worst weather forecaster on British radio. The second worst, certainly, but certainly not the worst.
XFM.
We also reach into the tabloid sewer that is the showbiz tossip very shortly. Stories that aren't quite stories flushed out this morning. Dyna-rodded through the pipe. Through your radio pipe. All the stories in the papers that aren't stories. Spotted, Matt. Spotted. Intern Cornelius.
Spotted.
A bitter and resentful Basil Brush. That's right. Channeling his inner Brian Harvey as he films himself all bitter and resentful towards the industry that spawned him, railing against puppet programmes by smashing his children's BAFTA into a bin which he'd previously been foraging in for scraps and shouting, "It was different in my day, Mr. Roy. It was different." I say, it was different in my day. F you, Peppa Pig, and your global marketing spin-off toy dominance. I say, Mr. Roy, I say. Then running over himself in his own fox car.
Boom, boom.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
XFM Breakfast then, good morning to you. And we are still joined, we are in the company of the star of Dr. Dolittle 2, Bob Odenkirk.
I forgot I did it. It took like 7 minutes.
Yeah, and there it comes
like
back again.
13 years ago. My friends, I swear to you, a friend of mine said, come on, they want you to be in this movie. To do a voice, and we all got in a car and went to this place at night. It was night. Why was it at night? We went in.
It's embarrassing.
And recorded these voices in a few minutes and got out and ran into a van and it took off. It peeled out.
And who knew all those years later you'd be talking about it now on a tin pot radio station in London. It's a career. Well, if you thought that was a career highlight, wait till you play Band or Lawful.
Okay.
I'm going to go between you. This is Matt, newsreader.
Hello
Matt.
There.
All right.
And
no
I'll just
punching.
I'll just
it's
call out
handshake.
A name of something and it's either a band or a law firm.
Okay.
Very simple. Let's do it. Alphabetical order, of course. Matt and Bob. Matt first. Akin Gump. Akin Gump. Is that a band or a law firm?
It's a band.
It's
I
a
think.
Law firm based in New Hampshire. Akin Gump.
Akin Gump.
Bob Odenkirk. Drinker Biddle. Band.
Law firm.
Is a law firm, yeah, based in Texas. Good. Cats and Jammer.
Well, that's definitely a band.
It is a band, yes is correct.
You know that band?
I knew that, yeah.
Not fair. Yak Balls and Harris. Is that a band or a law firm?
Yak Balls?
Yak Balls.
And Harris.
Don't forget Harris.
It's a law firm.
It's a band.
What?
They are a band.
I love the titles. I love the name.
Matt, Mob Law.
Oh, well, actually, they sound like they might be ambulance chasers. I'm saying law firm.
You'd be wrong. It's a band. Mob Law are a band. Fish Richards, Bob. Fish Richards.
Is Fish spelled with an F or a PH?
It's an F.
Good question.
Law firm.
Is right. They are the largest law firm in the United States of America. Did you know that,
Fish? I had no idea.
Fish Richards, yeah.
Strange.
Cadwell Ladder.
Definitely a law firm.
They are a band. Baker Butts. Baker Butts.
Baker Butts.
Yeah.
A law firm.
Is right. In Texas, Matt Pookie Snackenberger.
Band.
Are a band.
Musician.
They are a band. And finally, Bob Odenkirk, the star, the lawyer star of Better Call Saul. Yes. Is this a band or is it a law firm? Pretty and Titty.
That would be a band.
That would be a band. Is right. Producer Dave has the score.
Matt 2, Bob 4.
Bob Odenkirk takes it.
You should be good at this. Don't you play this a lot?
You're the legal guy, aren't you? Not me.
Bob, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, man.
Pleasure to talk
to you.
Better Call Saul is on Netflix as we speak. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, man.
Bob Odenkirk on XFM.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Born Slippy. Lager, 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 shouting mega, mega white thing. That's a new Chelsea chant, by the way.
XFM.
Good morning, welcome. We're talking petty complaints this morning due to the fact that the UKIP documentary got, I think, nearly... I think it's up to 3,000 or something. Now. It's like the most complained about. I'm sort of proud to have... I was nothing to do with it. I didn't write it. I was just in it.
You acted
it. I did, yeah.
But you didn't fluff your lines.
No, I didn't, unlike the people on live EastEnders. Yeah. Anyway, petty complaints. My dad, says Jeremy Wimbledon, contacted Kellogg's to complain about the amount of dust to Special K flake ratio. What ratio's coming out this morning? Dairy Lee Dunkers, kettle chips and air.
Yeah.
And now dust to Special K flake ratio in a box of Special K. This is so dad, isn't it? He went as far as weighing the dust and then weighed the whole Special K flakes to prove his point. He went to all that trouble, never heard back from them.
No.
Oh, that is Gemma in Wimbledon there. Hi, John. I once complained to Tesco that the chunks of pineapple in their £2 lunch packs were of an irregular size. And that the problem with that was that the larger chunks were difficult for me to fit in my very small mouth. Brackets, my dentist says I have a child's mouth. They wrote back saying they'd have a word with their quality control manager. I didn't get a voucher, but to be fair, ever after, the pineapple chunks are now much more uniform and easier to get into my tiny maw. That is from Sophie in Bexley Heath. And I have to say, Sophie in Bexley Heath, the sentence, my dentist says I have a child's mouth, is the best thing I've seen in a text probably forever.
Yeah, what a revelation.
8.35 XFM. I need to know what your gynecologist says.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
It's time for the Chaff News Desk, of course, where the news gets dissected, poured out of the newspapers, gutted like a fish. That's not just a gutted fish, really. It's the stories that are in the papers that aren't stories. That is the Chaff News Desk. It is the showbiz gossip. And it's where we get them out of the way so they don't bother you for the rest of the day. And this morning, I never thought I'd hear myself say the words vanilla ice news. But there is some, it turns out.
Yes, there is. Vanilla Ice has been charged with breaking into and stealing from an abandoned home in Florida.
Vanilla Ice?
What has happened to the man? Of course, he used to be Robert Van Winkle is his real name.
You say, of course. I had no idea that was his real name. Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle,
Well, why? I can't understand why he changed his name to Vanilla Ice.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just go under the name Van Winkle?
Yeah, I know. It would have been
better. Worked for Van Halen.
Yeah, it's true.
Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Why didn't he? Anyway.
Proud history of Vans, isn't there?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's now, he used to be a sort of pop rapper. One of the first white rappers, I think he was, wasn't he? And
a whapper?
A whapper, yeah. Now he presents DIY shows.
Does he?
A home improvement show, yeah, where he was renovating a property next to the victim's house between December and February. And that is when the following items went missing. Some furniture, a pool heater, and bicycles were all found in Vanilla
Ice's
house.
So while he was renovating a house, he went next door. Was this on the show? I mean, there's a bit of evidence, that is.
Well, not sure.
And he went next door and nicked a pool heater, some furniture, and some bicycles.
Yes. Yeah. He says it's a misunderstanding. It was blown out of proportion.
Yeah, well, that's the Maidley defence.
And it will all be cleared up. It is the Maidley defence, yeah. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Well, that's...
He goes to court.
Right, I assumed he'd gone burglarising, if indeed he has, given that, you know, it's still to come to court. But because he was, you know, down on his luck or something. Yeah. It turns out he was doing a DIY show.
Very strange.
Imagine if the man of Homes Under the Hammer did that.
Yeah.
Imagine that, if you just, you know, tune into that in the morning, when you're all Homes Under the Hammer's on with that weird bloke who's weird. Martin Weird.
Martin.
He just said, well, this is a lovely house, isn't it? Yeah, lovely house. And then just went next door and robbed it.
Yeah.
It'd make it more entertaining.
It would do.
What else you got?
We should send the reporter out to America for that trial when it starts, the big Vanilla Ice trial.
Plus, was in XFM's Tom Swarbrick. Yeah, he goes to everything else, doesn't he?
Sure, he'll be up for that.
I was listening to LBC yesterday,
yeah.
And he was LBC's Tom Swarbrick there. He gets around, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I thought he was ours, but it turns out not.
Well, he's from Global's newsroom, John.
He is, yeah. Yeah, and that spans the globe, doesn't it, man?
Yeah.
So,
it's the world's newsroom.
So we could send him out there.
Yeah.
It's a little step for Tom Swarbrick, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. One other thing, the Oscars of this weekend, and we found out what's inside the goodie bags, and they spend a lot of money on their goodie bags over there for this. There's a dream analysis and horoscope experience, whatever that is, for $20,000. That's
unbelievable.
Worth. Various things in there, including a three-night break in Tuscany.
In a bag!
In a bag, yeah. A train ride through the Canadian Rockies.
It's worth $14,000.
Yeah.
It says here. And that's in a bag.
It's in a bag. There's also a Dolby Theatre, a glamping trip, and an after...
There's an actual whole theatre!
Whole theatre.
In a bag!
Yeah. A glamping trip, a candy and dessert buffet voucher, and an afterglow vibrator.
Wow. And it says here luxury condoms.
And luxury condoms.
What's look, what are they? Have they got fur on the inside? What the hell are they?
Oh, no.
Vanilla Ice had nicked the lot. Just see it as an open goal.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Well, that was the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Now, normally there's a breathy woman here, isn't there? A breathy woman saying things about, what does she say? If you like this podcast, chances are you're weird. What does she say, the breathy woman? She says,
if you enjoyed listening to this podcast,
didn't realise it was you, Dan.
I don't listen to the podcast. What did she say?
He recorded them back when he was a woman.
Head to the website or something.
I'll just go for iTunes probably.
Yeah, that's just if you. I'll do it. If you enjoyed this podcast, why not head towards iTunes or xfm.co.uk for more fun and laughs? You could download Ellis and John's podcast, couldn't you? That's one, is it?
Yeah,
that's good. You could. Well, who else has got? Everyone got one, haven't they?
Josh Widdicombe,
John Kennedy.
Got the remedy.
It's all there. I think we've done a professional job of this, actually. Yeah, so there
now,
you go.
And now...
The breathy woman would not have nailed this as easily.
No, and now you need to lead into a clip from...
Do I?
John's podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. Wow, this is a new fangled, isn't it? All right, I'll do that professionally. Okay. Here's a clip from Ellis and John's podcast.
Here's what you can expect.
Last word. Here's what you can expect from Ellis and John's podcast.
SM, Ellis James and John Robbins.
We are being tested on our knowledge of youth slang because Ellis has been exposed to youth patois that has befuddled him. And he's had to ask his grandson what all the words mean.
This is a great text from someone. Piff means nice, leng or lenge means nice.
Leng.
Well, it's L-E-N-G.
That sounds like a sort of Norwegian word. I was in Norway doing some gigs this week, and leng sounds like a Norwegian word. Norwegian, incidentally, sounds like English when you're asleep. So if you talk in your sleep, and you're just kind of going, Nielsen? Yep. Burger King? Just that. Every so often. It was really fun to me. Watch this Norwegian comic. He did 10 minutes in Norwegian. And he was obviously doing a bit about McDonald's, and his routine went like this. It's gone flumen into Kirsten in the Fliegen, the big tasty bacon, and the Flauken und the Splack Leng, this on a big tasty bacon. The only English words you can get, big tasty bacon. So that became the catchphrase of the tour, big tasty bacon. And then I would go on stage afterwards and try and guess what they had been doing their sets about based on the English words. But what on earth does Leng come from?
I don't know.
Big tasty bacon.
XFM.